As many of you know, I just returned from AIPAC, our pro-Israel lobby in Washington, D.C. And the conference is fascinating, and one of the best parts about the week is that we get a chance to hear from speakers who exemplify the spirit of Israel. And so this morning, for a few moments, I'd like to tell you the story of Nadav ben Yehuda. Nadav ben Yehuda was on his way to becoming the youngest Israeli to climb Mount Everest. And when he was just 900 feet away from the summit of the mountain, he happened to glance down at the snow and something caught his eye. And it turned out that there was a Turkish man caught beneath the snow, a friend he had met earlier at the camp below. And in that moment, he saw that the Turkish man, the climber, had no gloves, no oxygen tank, and was clearly unconscious. And so Ben Yehuda had a major decision to make. He was just 900 feet away from attaining his lifelong dream, but he knew that wouldn't be the case that day. And so the decision was clear. An Israeli never leaves someone behind. That was the training he received in the IDF, and he knew no matter who it is, Jew or non-Jew, it was his responsibility to save a life. And so he picked the climber out of the snow, and by the way, it was clear that other climbers had passed the man, but not Ben Yehuda. So he picked the man up out of the snow, and he harnessed the climber onto himself, and he spent the next 8 hours taking this other young man to safety. Now, in the process, Ben Yehuda broke his own oxygen mask. His right hand was paralyzed from frostbite. He was exhausted and tired, and he feared the entire time that he would never see the camp he so desperately wanted to reach. But he did reach the camp, and when doctors examined the Turkish climber, it was determined that there was no way that man would have survived without Ben Yehuda's efforts. Well, Nadav ben Yehuda stood in front of 13,000 people at AIPAC, and he said, as incredible as the moment was that he knew he saved someone's life, he actually started to think about the state of Israel. And he realized that that man in the snow was alone and isolated and afraid and needed a friend. Well, ben Yehuda thought about his state of Israel, a state of Israel that is often alone and isolated, afraid in the midst of terror. And he beseeched all of us there in Washington, D.C. to be the person who would pull out someone from the snow. That when Israel is in her time of need, that we do not do what others do and forget to glance at the snow, but always live in our hearts with that motto: we will never leave an Israeli behind. We will never leave Israel behind. Can you believe it? A man who was 900 feet away from his dream, but he knew what the spirit of Israel exemplifies. We never leave a person behind or alone, terrified or afraid. We never leave the nation of Israel alone, terrified, frightened, or afraid. We are the beacon of light, the Jewish people, and it is our mission to live out the message, Am Yisrael Chai. May the people, may the nation of Israel live forever and ever. May it be our mission and our prayer. Amen.